So today is what date?
11th
June, Saturday, Senior Nurses Program. Hare Krishna. So last Tuesday, I told everybody the amazing features of Lord Jagannath. Because Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra is coming very soon. And the season is already on, Rath Yatra scene, Rath Yatra season. So I thought everybody should get ready to understand, prepare for Jagannath Rath Yatra. Amongst all the lords of, amongst all the forms of the Lord, Lord Jagannath's form is very unique. Or his form, his pastimes, his everything is very, very amazing. We say in Sanskrit, adbhut. You know, adbhut means very, very bewildering, confusing, and amazing. So I thought I will tell you all the wonderful things about Lord Jagannath. First of all, his form is very unique. You can see here Krishna's form. He has nice two hands, two legs, one long body, flute, fingers, eyes, so beautiful. Everything is so systematic. Like you and me are something like that. The man is made in the image of God, so you can see. Our image, his image is almost same. Lord Jagannath is not like that. He has big flat face, huge eyes, big smile up to the ears, hands raised in front, but no palm and no fingers, and no legs, only a bulky body. All the legs are inside. And similarly, his sister is with him. She doesn't even have hands also. Both her hands and feet are inside the body. And big face, smiling like that. And Baldev is white colored, hands are raised, no legs again, no palms and no fingers. So next Tuesday, I will tell the story how this happened to keep some suspense for you. Next Tuesday I will tell you, and you should all come on next Tuesday to hear the story why Lord Jagannath became like this. A very beautiful story. In essence, the story is only telling us that how much Lord Jagannath loves all of us. Only out of love and compassion and mercy on all of us, he has appeared in this form. That is the reason. Then second is, there are so many forms of the Lord. No? We have Tirupati, we have Sri Rangam, we have Dwarka, we have Nathadwar, Srinathji, we have Badrinath, and we have so many temples in all over India. And Narsingadev in Narsingachalam. There are so many wonderful places and wonderful forms of the Lord. But every form of the Lord is at distance. You can't go and touch the Lord. Only Brahmins and all those pujaris, trained, dikshit, second initiation, trained under Guru, qualified, sometimes born in one family, particular family, only those can do the worship. But Pandharpur Lord Vitthala is little unique. You can't touch him, but you can touch his feet. Whenever you go throughout the year, Ekadashi, Non-Ekadashi, when you go, you can put your head on his head, on his legs, you can hold up 2 feet in hand, and you can kiss the feet, whatever you want, with the feet only, but you can't touch the hand or you can't embrace him. Although he is embraceable, he is very close, but they will not allow to embrace him. Lord Jagannath is more merciful than that also. Throughout the year you can't touch him, but on Rath Yatra time, throughout the year actually it is mentioned that no non-Hindu person can go in temple. Muslims, Jains, Sikhs, Parsis, Buddhists, whoever it is, they can't enter the Jagannath temple. And foreigners also, no Videshi, no Firangi in their language. No Firangi can go, no Sahib can go. This is what their language. Even Indira Gandhi, when she was Prime Minister of India in power, she went to Jagannath Puri, but she was not allowed inside. You know why? Because she married to a Parsi. So even though she was the most powerful lady at that time, in power, she could not go in temple. She had to go back. That much strictness is there. And how they will identify? There are guards at the door. And they will ask you, what is your name? And then they will immediately ask you, what is your gotra? Name you will tell immediately, but gotra you will immediately get confused. So if gotra you don't tell properly, then you are out. You can't go inside the temple. So that is how the strictness is there. And even the king of Orissa, who actually governs the temple, the system is like this, that the king of Orissa is supposedly the in charge of the temple. Even he cannot change that rule. Because Indira Gandhi also told, hey, I have come here, you are the king of Orissa, but nobody is nowadays king, just for namesake. At least do something about it, your temple is under you. You are the custodian of this temple. But he said, I am sorry, in front of the pujaris I cannot do anything. They have a very strong hold there. She had to go back. Such a strict temple, but when the Lord wants to be merciful, who can stop the Lord? So when he comes out, once in a year he comes out. The another unique thing about this Lord Jagannath is, everywhere you go, there is a Shobha Yatra going on, there is evening parade, there is evening Rath Yatra. Udupi if you go, there is every day evening Rath Yatra is there. But the Lord's original Murti doesn't come out. The Utsav Murti only comes out. Only Utsav Murti comes out. Small symbolic Murti comes out. That is decorated, they'll put on an elephant and everything, and that will go. Mool Murti will be in the temple only. But Jagannath, when he comes out of Rath Yatra, he himself comes out, the big Murti. That Murti is almost up to ceiling. And 125, 150 men are required to lift it and to move it and to climb it on the chariot. And each Murti requires that many people. Balramji also requires 125, 130 people. Subhadra requires little less, maybe 80, 90 people. But such is the weight and size. You know, I am 6 feet. And if I have spread my arms, I cannot cover the Lord fully. The Lord is so big. If I cover Him, I can take Him in my full embrace. But the Lord, I only half embrace I can do. So big the body is. But that big body of the Lord, big Murti of the Lord, comes out on chariot. And that goes further, moving around. And that time, any caste, any creed, Firangi, Chinese, Philippines, or Americans, Europeans, Africans, no problem. Anybody can see. Not only they can see, another unique feature is that they can embrace the Lord fully. Wo chariot pe chadenge, they will make them climb on the chariot, and the pujari is a pakad ke, they will hold it like that, and they will milo, gale milo, kaliya se gale milo. They will say like that. That is the unique feature of the Lord. And on the day one previous to Rath Yatra, that day, on the day of Rath Yatra, full day, on the day after Rath Yatra, 3 days, millions of people, literally millions, climb on chariot, embrace the Lord and go. And it is said that he is very happy because he is going out on excursion, going out on trip, you know. Ghumne ja raha na wo. He is very happy. So whoever embraces and desires anything, the desire is fulfilled. Whatever you desire while embracing Him, He says, Tathastu. It's a unique feature of the Lord. Nowhere else in the find you'll find. Arey, Tirupati Maharaj ke paas jayenge to kya hoga? 4 hours you are in the line, 6 hours, sometimes 8 hours, 10 hours also. But how much you can see Him? Half second. And you don't even remember what you saw. But you have the happiness that I was standing in the queue and I have passed by Him. But here the Lord is coming out and allowing you to embrace Him. You can see the body of the Lord is so big, you know, you can touch His hands, and very unique. Then, this is the only Lord in the whole universe whose Murti, after some years, is discarded and new Murti is made. It's called as Nava Kalevaram. Nava means new, Kalevar means body. So after every few years, not fixed year, there is some tithi which has to fall particularly. Sometimes it falls after 13 years, sometimes after 6 years, sometimes after 9 years. Huh? Average 12 years, but not necessary. The last one was in 1996. Huh? But before that, it was only 7 years before that. So it's not fixed. In Chaturmasya, in between one tithi has to fall, then only that year the new Murti will be made. So they'll know that next year the tithi will be falling in Chaturmasya. Chaturmasya means Adhik Mas has to come. I don't remember the calculation, but Adhik Mas, in that the tithi has to come. Then only that year they'll know that next year the tithi is coming. So that year they'll begin Rath Yatra preparation in Akshay Tritiya. It's a big ceremony. So it takes 3 months to make chariot. Akshay Tritiya they will begin. They'll get the wooden short cutting. They'll have ceremony and a short. It'll take 3 months for them. and they'll on dot prepare it before Rath Yatra. There's a huge ceremony there. So this is the only Lord, you know, like we always tell that we are not this body, we are spirit souls, right? So soul is inside, you are the soul. Like that, Jagannath Murthy, they have something called a Nabi Brahma. Nabi Brahma is described as something which is very soft, like a rabbit. Soft like a rabbit. Moving, very vibrant. And nobody can see it. They will close their eyes, open the abdomen of the Lord, take it out and transfer it to the next murti. And close it. And put some chandan and flowers. And that chandan and flower will be as fresh as when it was kept. When you change that murti to next murti, you will get the flowers as they are and you can take it out. In 1996, when this Lord Murthy was changed, that chandan which was there, I have got a small piece of that. Which is only once in many, many years, the head pujari with closed eyes, with patti, he will put his hand and he will remove that and he will not see, he will only transfer into the next set of murtis. And then the previous set of murtis will be buried. There is a smashan bhumi inside the temple, huge, open. And the huge Lord is put underground. And Vajrayana, the next time comes, you will not see anything, any remnants of the murti, of the previous murti underground. Next time again they will be digging and the old murtis will go and the new murti will be installed. And the new murti will begin with Rath Yatra only, straight. They have a space inside. When they make the murti, new one, there is space in the abdomen. There's a door, you open the door and put that Nabi Brahma inside and then put flowers and chandan and close it. Tulsi, flower, chandan and close it. No one has seen it up till now, only closed eyes they have felt it. It's a very powerful thing. When you touch that, you feel a lot of vibration in the body. That is put in the body. So there is no murti in the whole world which has this kind of situation. No changing life from one to another like that. Then there is a unique feature of Jagannath Puri. The unique feature is that in whole Jagannath Puri there is no fasting, no upvas. Ekadashi Devi, there is one Devi called Ekadashi Devi for whom we fast. Like tomorrow is Nirjala Ekadashi, Pandava Nirjala Ekadashi, once in a year. You can sit like this little bit. Pandava Nirjala Ekadashi is very famous Ekadashi, where we don't even drink water, drop of water also. Tonight we will drink and we will sleep. Tomorrow morning we'll get up, we'll take bath and everything, but we'll not drink water also. And we'll break the fast the next day. What is the timing? 6:30 to 10 o'clock is the timing. Before 6:30 we can't break. After 6:30 we can drink water and break the fast. And there are many kinds of Ekadashis are there. You know, there are names also. Papa Mochana Ekadashi, Shaktila Ekadashi and so many Ekadashis. Kartika Ekadashi and Ashadi Ekadashi, like that. Deva Shayani Ekadashi, Deva Uthavani Ekadashi. So there are 26 Ekadashis. And all these Vratas are important for Vaishnavas, that when they do the Vrata of Ekadashi, directly Lord Krishna is pleased. Don't have to do any other Vratas. If it's only one Vrata throughout the year, no Monday Vrata, Tuesday Vrata, Friday Vrata, Sunday Vrata, Saturday Vrata, nothing is required. No demigod Vrata is required. Only one Vrata will satisfy all the demigods, Krishna also, and you will develop Bhakti. And you will directly please the Lord and attract attention on you. But the same Lord, when he comes as Jagannath, in Jagannath Puri, he only goes there to eat. Chappan bhoga. So he has said that no fasting required. So Ekadashi Devi ka murti jo hai na, the murti of Ekadashi is hung upside down, tied with a rope behind the temple. The temple of Ekadashi, behind the temple, and Ekadashi Devi is upside down, ulta taang ke baandh ke rakha hai usko. No fasting in Ekadashi Jagannath Puri. That's why. Full day, Lord only eats. Whole day he keeps eating. Chappan items. And every items are made in huge quantity. So next to next Tuesday, I will tell the story of how the Lord is made new, and how they search the wood, and how they find the wood, how they carve the Lord, body of the Lord. Everything I'll tell you, not next Tuesday, to next to that. And about the kitchen also I'll explain to you how the Lord's kitchen is. Very unique kitchen. The mistress of the kitchen is Lakshmi Devi. And she has 700 chulas. And earthen pots are there. And only one thing I'll tell you. The rice which is cooked every day is how many kilos? Any idea? Per day? 7,200 kilos of rice every day is cooked. And then 10,000 people are served khichdi every day. And all the remaining, so much is rice, no? So much is there. So all the remaining rice is purchased by hotels. So Jagannath Puri, you go to any hotel, the rice is Mahaprasad of Jagannath. So much is there. There are also big stalls are there that we can buy the rice. But if you go to hotel and eat any restaurant, all the rice that is there, 99.99% rice that is served is from Jagannath temple. Because it's every day, so much of rice is cooked, so much remaining also. So they serve. It is said that Lord's Mahaprasad is always tasty, superbly tasty. But Jagannath Puri's Mahaprasad is superb tasty. More than any other places. And there is one time in Jagannath Puri where even more than that tasty prasad is made. That is where Lord Jagannath goes on chariot and stays somewhere. There's a place called Gundicha Mandir, called as Gupta Vrindavan. He stays 9 days over there. And those 9 days, it is said, the prasadam is even more tastier than all the other days of the year. So people specifically go. There are stalls put up. A variety of sweets, variety of sabjis, variety of ladus and rices and dals and all. They sell there. We go and very eagerly we go and eat that. And dry ones we take home also. Very special prasad. Called as Jagannath Vrindavan Mahaprasad. Because that place is called as Vrindavan where he stays for 9 days. So, bhav mein rehte hu. So, vahan ka prasad jo hai ekdam special rehte. Another unique thing. Then, about the prasad, there is also one rule is there. That when unique thing in the world, wow, today I am telling you only unique things, which are not there anywhere. Everywhere in the world what happens? That the pujaris keep their fast, they don't eat. They cook for the Lord, offering is done, prasad comes, then only they will eat. This is the rule. You can't eat before the Lord. You have to offer the Lord first. But in Jagannath Puri, the rule is that the pujari at home eats full stomach and then comes for cooking. Uniquely, everybody will be having full lunch in the morning and then they will start their cooking for the Lord. The reason behind is that if a pujari is hungry and he is cooking nice things, so he may feel like eating. Na? It's like it's not a good thing for the Lord. So pujari should be very happy and satisfied. He should not lust over the food that is cooking. That is the idea. But it only happens in Jagannath Puri, not in the whole world. Next is, in every temple in the world, wherever you go, only Brahmins serve the Lord, right? Either they are born in Brahmin caste or they are trained up as Brahmins and given jani thread and everything. But Jagannath Puri, when the Lord Jagannath appeared, that time he told King Indradumna that he detailed told which caste of Shudras will do my worship. Shabaras, Daitas, and there are so many castes are there. All the year throughout the services are done by all those castes only, which are not Brahmins. Rath Yatra is done by different sets of families of Shudras. And Gundicha Seva is done by different. Rath making Seva is done by different caste of people. Only those will do. Birth after birth they will serve, they will keep serving. In the temple, some other people will keep serving. Different. There are different sets of pujaris for Jagannath. They will serve Jagannath only, birth after birth. Some families will serve Subhadra only, and some will serve Balram only. They are born in that family and they will, when they grow up, they will go for their service. Father will die. Another unique feature is that the head pujari, this is another unique feature. All the world, the scriptures are Vedas, Puranas, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many scriptures there that we refer to and we read. They are open, everybody can read and study. But Lord Jagannath's literature is something different. And only the chief pujari can read it. And it is kept in a big room called on something called karchas, you know. Each karcha is like 3 to 4 banana leaf. Suppose I serve you in banana leaf, you know how much size is there? Average size is there. If you multiply by that four times, it will be a long leaf, no? From maybe here to there. That is one leaf. and on that something is written, Odia language. And like that there are maybe thousands and thousands of pages, leaves bound together with offered kumkum and haldi, you know, prayers are done for that. And only the chief pujari goes in that room whenever he feels like, reads it and comes and tells outside, ye karna hai, this is what we will do. And no other pujari can read it or approach it. It's only the right of the chief pujari. And there's a photograph I have got of that full standing one. This is standing one. Like this leaf is like this, no? But it's a standing one all joined together, thousands of them, with offering flowers and kumkum and haldi, and only the pujari can read it. Whatever information we have got is whatever the pujari tells you, that's the only information we have received. He may tell you out of 100 lines only one line to you, which is concerned with you. 99 lines he may not tell. And whatever one line we know is there in the books available. Rest all is secret. Jagannath has his unique scriptures, which is there in the temple itself, inside the temple, and nobody can enter it. About the food, there is a rule that no animal can see before offering the Lord. And no sunray can fall on that before offered to the Lord. So the road from kitchen to the temple is fully covered like this room. No sunray can enter there. The whole passage is like that only. And when time comes to bring the food from kitchen to the Lord, there are guards and they will stop all the traffic. People will stop there. They will not be allowed to come in front. And in front there will be music going on. They will be playing drums and pipettes and everything. And then the food will be totally covered and it will be got in palanquins. And again behind there will be people singing and music. And that way they will go inside temple. And no animal, no bird, nothing, no human being should see it. Except puja cookings, cooks. And it will be offered to the Lord. Again traffic will start. Again next time the food will come, again traffic will be closed. Again it will be, only the food will go inside. And special thing is that there are no timings fixed for offering. How we have timing? Morning, early morning fixed sweets are there. Early morning 7 o'clock fixed is there. 8:30 is fixed. 9:30 again fixed. 12:30 Raj Bhog lunch are offered. 4:30 Uttapan Bhog. 6:30 Sandhya Bhog. 8:30 Shayan Bhog. Everything is fixed. 6 times in a day. I know items are also fixed. What all we to offer in that is also fixed. But in Jagannath Puri, nothing is fixed. Only 56 number is fixed. 56 items are made. And they are not made into one bowl and offered in one bowl. They are made in big earthen pots. And whenever they get ready, they keep standing. So suddenly in between the temple will be closed for half an hour or 15 minutes. And that time there will be music and all cafe will be stopped and 2 items will go, 4 items will go, 10 items will go, 11 items will go, again 4 will go. Whatever is ready, they will keep standing. And Lord from getting up in the morning till late night keeps eating only. Go on eating, eating and eating. So it is said that Lord goes to Badrinath and he takes the form of Narunarayan Rishi and he performs tapasya there. So for tapasya he goes to Badrinath. For doing political activity and kingly activity, where he will go? Yes? Huh? Dwarka. Who is Dwarka? He is there. He is king there. He rules the country and everything, all systematically, kshatriya. And then he wants to sleep. Where he goes to sleep? Huh? Srirangam. Sleeping. His bedroom is in Srirangam. His form also is sleeping only. Every murti is standing. Srirangam, Ananta Padmanab and Janardhan Deva is all lying down, constantly sleeping. Utte nahi hai, sote rehte. Sote mein aarti hoti hai, sote mein bhog lagta hai, sab sote mein hota hai. Sote mein Vishnu ka nirman bhi kar dete hai, lekin sote rehte hai. And when he wants to play, where he goes? Goes to Vrindavan. The playing ground is Vrindavan, childhood. And jab khana khana ho to kahan jate hai? Jagannath. So it's like this. This is the only Lord which takes public bath once in a year. Otherwise when the Lord is bathed na, in the temple, it's all closed. You can't even see. Darwaza is closed, Sringar is going on, so 2 hours it is closed. And pujari is inside the bathing the Lord and mopping and undressing, dressing, ornaments, flowers. It's a very big ceremony. Every day we go in temple and we will do that. Sometimes I also go here and there. There are Dr. Dalal goes every Thursday to Chowpatti to dress the Lord, to bathe the Lord, you know, but it's a private affair. The Lord is bathing, everybody cannot see. But this is a very unique Lord. उन्होंने आदेश दिया था किंग इंद्रदुम्न को कि इन द नॉर्थ ईस्ट साइड ऑफ माई टेम्पल यू डिग अ वेल एंड पुट अ वेदी फॉर मी. वेदी मीन्स अ प्लेस वेयर द लॉर्ड इज केप्ट, दैट इज कॉल्ड वेदी. यू क्रिएट अ वेदी ऑन ईशान्य दिशा, दैट इज नॉर्थ ईस्ट डायरेक्शन, एंड देयर ओनली डिग अ वेल एंड ओनली फ्रॉम वॉटर ऑफ दैट वेल यू बेद मी इन पब्लिक ऑन ज्येष्ठ पूर्णिमा डे. मीन ज्येष्ठ पूर्णिमा you all know it. What Purnima is? Yes, Purnima. 15th of June, only 2-3 days from now, Wednesday, is the day of Lord Jagannath's appearance. Jagannath prakat ho gaye us din, is duniya mein. Abhi nahi, lakho saal pehle, Satyayug mein, he appeared on Jyeshtha Purnima, where ladies go and worship what a tree, what a vruksha, for prayers and worship. On the same day, Lord Jagannath came in this world. And he told, he bathe me. So every day on that day, the Lord's original murti again, not Utsav murti, comes out. And publicly it is bathed. And after bathing, a unique thing happens. Anybody knows what happens? The Lord falls sick. Because it is said, Lord has guided King Indradumna how to give bath to him. There are 108 golden kalashas. Golden pots in which the well water is taken out, and the Lord is continuously bathed throughout the day from sunrise morning, Suryodaya to Suryasta. Continuously he is poured water on that, his body, and by evening he has to see the moon rise. When the moon is rising, then the Abhishek is stopped. But when the moon rays fall on him, he falls sick. And then he tells, now please don't meet me, I will be sick now. Keep me somewhere in seclusion. Don't feed me daily routine food. Give me medications and don't let me see also anybody. Darshan is closed. And that is called as Anavasara. Anavasara period is 15 days. And actually speaking, Lord gets fever. Now you may say, arey kya, sab aise hi Purano mein likha hai, all the stories here and there. What is the, it's all, theek hai, bachcho ke liye achha hai. To entertain them. But we have one Dr. Alva, you know. And Dr. Alva is the neighbor of Dr. Shetty. They only have 3 flats in one building. One on top of the other. The first floor Dr. Shetty, second floor Dr. Alva. Bus, only one flat. So Dr. Alva is a great devotee of the Lord. And every weekend, Dr. Alva is in different holy places. This weekend he will be in Pandharpur. Next weekend he will be in Dwarka. Next third weekend Badrinath, fourth weekend Srirangam, fifth weekend somewhere else, Natadwar. Every weekend is booked. Tickets, ticket, everything is booked, fixed. So throughout the year he keeps going to holy places. So one time we were on Yatra in Jagannath Puri. All devotees had gone with Radhanath Swami, and so he also had come for Rath Yatra. And somehow he has very good rapport with the pujaris. Wherever he goes, you know, pujaris become very friendly with him, and he has got some special entrances and darshans he gets. Others, even chief minister cannot go sometime, but he can go and stand there for hours together. On Pandharpur Ekadashi, the chief minister comes and bathes na Abhishekam in the morning, 2:30. So Dr. Alva is standing just next to him. All throughout, special places there, he will stand there and observe the whole Abhishekam. Every year, without fail. Without fail, every year he is there. That much rapport he has got. He is very famous also and very loving. Everybody loves him very much there. So somehow he went to Jagannath Puri temple and he became very friendly with pujaris. The pujaris said that, "Arey, hamare Kaliya ko, because they address him as Kaliya. Arey, hamare Kaliya ko bukhar hai, aap doctor hai na, jaake usko tapas kya ho." So he felt ki kya aise pujari bolte honge, because everywhere you go, they tell you many great things about the deity. Aisa deity, yeah, aisa hota hai, waisa hota hai. Ta aise kuch rahega. So they took him inside the temple. They took his hand. And they touched the Lord's body like this. And he immediately removed his hand because it was very hot. We say in Hindi, chatka lag gaya unko. So he was so much startled. He thought he just casually went inside and then he saw the Lord's body was burning hot. And he was so thrilled with that experience. He just came running out. And you know, from there, the Birla guest house is about 3 kilometers distance. Something like hospital to station Mira Road. So he ran all the distance to meet Radhana Swami in Birla house, where Birla's guest house Mother Maharaj was staying. It was 2 o'clock in the night. 2 o'clock in the night, he woke and went and woke up Pradhanath Maharaj. Maharaj, I want to tell you something. What happened? He said, I went inside the deity room and I touched the Lord. The Lord was very hot. My hand got burnt. And then he went every day inside and touched the Lord. Every day it was hot. In the last 2 days, you know, the pujari said, now he will get well. And then he touched and it was not hot. So that time he said, I felt that, you know, I am a doctor and they are all fooling me. But I had to believe. That is the fact. This is what is happening every day, every year. Then the fever goes away. And those 15 days, they only serve him some jadi bhuti, some kashayas, some kadas, and some special fruits and herbs from forest. And not daily rice and dal and all those sweets he learned or anything. And after 15 days, when he gets well, then he says, I am tired now. I am inside the room for a long time. I am bored. I want to go out. Take me out on chariot. And that is Rath Yatra. After the Anavasara is over. And one day before Rath Yatra, there is Netrotsava. One day before, they decorate him very beautifully. They paint him nicely. They put ornaments and everything. And the first darshan after 15 days is opened. And the devotees go running to see because 15 days, no darshan. Temple is closed. So that day, in the happiness of going out on chariot, he is embracing everybody. So another unique feature of the Lord is intoxication. Bhagavan nasha karte hain. Not daru and taadi and maadi. There is special coconut water which they serve him with camphor in that. As soon as coconut water is mixed with camphor, it becomes intoxicated in drink. And that they serve him on that day, the day before Rath Yatra. He has just told his devotees, take me out. And that day only they serve him that drink. And as soon as he drinks that drink, he becomes intoxicated. And he becomes intoxicated. And every devotee, he comes out 2 steps down. First, 2 steps down he comes. And everybody inside will start embracing him. There only. Whole night he doesn't sleep. How? You know, we have children, small children. We were small children. And the school will arrange picnic. And next day tomorrow, picnic is there 6 o'clock. And the whole night we can't sleep only. What I say? Everybody, all children are otherwise not getting up 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock also. But on the picnic day, no sleeping only. What to make up, waking up? Awake only. When to get up, when to get ready, when to take puri bhaji and limbu and all the thing and go water bottle and picnic, you know. Like that, the Lord is whole night awake, he's not sleeping. Full night, they are continuously offering food to him also. Because if he is awake, then he eats. Nah? So whole night he is eating. Whole night they are offering him drink and he is intoxicated. And 2 steps he comes down and embracing everybody. And then morning, that condition only is taken out. Totally intoxicated. He is like rolling. His eyes are rolling and sometimes he is falling this side and falling that side. I have all seen all these things, by the way. And he falls like this and the pujaris say, hey Kaliya, what is this? You have to go to Vrindavan. Not time to sleep. Get up. And they give Kalis to him also. They will give him bad words also in Odia language. Some nonsense them they will talk to him. Just wake him up. Because on the halfway to chariot, climbing, he'll fall. And he'll go to sleep. So they are saying, not time to sleep. Get up. So they'll take out the flute, you know, one flute and they'll start moving around the flute. See, Vrindavan, flute. Get up. And then again he will rise and he'll again go to chariot. And that intoxicated condition, he travels all throughout the road. And again, when he stops there, again people will climb and start embracing him. Full day and night they will embrace him. In the heavy rains also people will climb. I have gone in waist deep water to embrace him at 3 in the morning. There are no steps also. You have to climb with Herculean way. They will pull you and you have to also climb like this and jump on that and stay upstairs. And keep on embracing and then get down again, jumping like that. Many people faint like that, many people fall and they will support by people. And then he will get down the chariot and again in intoxicated condition he will go to Vrindavan. That is Gundicha Mandir. Then the next unique thing is Hathi Vesha. What is Hathi Vesha? What happened was, one of the years during the bathing day, that is Jyeshtha Purnima day, what a Purnima day, one Ganpati Bhatta, a Maharashtrian Brahmin from Maharashtra, very great devotee of Lord Ganesh, went to Lord Jagannath Puri. And he was told that Lord Jagannath is the master of the whole universe. He is the Lord. But for him, Lord means Ganpati. So he felt that Lord Ganpati's place maybe. Maybe Jagannath Puri means Ganpati's place. So he wanted to see how he is bathed, then he wanted to darshan of the Lord. So he went and he saw the bathing ceremony, but he saw there is no elephant head, there is no trunk. So he felt, oh, he is not the Lord. No, how can he be the Lord? He is not the Lord. So he started going away. So Lord Jagannath came to understanding this fellow is going away because he feels that there is no elephant head. So he can't be the Lord. So the Lord took the form of a small boy and he went running behind this Ganpati Bhatta who was going out of Jagannath Puri. And he said, "Arey Baba, Maharaji, Maharaji, wait. You will see the darshan of the Lord with elephant head. Don't go. Please wait patiently." So he felt, "Arey, small child, what he is telling? How can it be happening? He is not having elephant head now. How will it be happening afterwards?" He said, no, you wait. Wait till evening. You will see what you want to see." And the boy disappeared. So he again returned. When he returned back, he saw Jagannath became black elephant. Baldev became white elephant. So the nice trunk and elephant, black elephant and white elephant. And he was like convinced he is the Supreme Lord. That's why every year there is Hathi Vesh in the evening. They do Shringar of Hathi Vesh. So on 15th of June, on Wednesday, in our Jagannath temple, there will be Snan Yatra. They will bathe the Lord. At 11 o'clock in the morning, please go to have darshan. And after that, when they will close the darshan, in the morning 8 o'clock onwards, the main deity will be in Hathi Vesha, Gaja Vesha or Ganpati Vesha. You will see Jagannath in full trunk, elephant head, and Baldev, white elephant head. The whole day they will say like that. In the memory of that event, that Lord convinced the Ganpati Bhatta, devotee of Ganesh, that he is the Supreme Lord. And whatever he has understood as Lord, in that form he appeared and convinced him that I am the Lord. Also, a very unique feature of Lord Jagannath is, he is actually Lord from Dwarka. He is Dwarkadish. He is from Dwarka only. But he is staying in Jagannath Puri in memory of Vrindavan Dham. It's a very unique form of the Lord. Every Lord is from that place only. Whatever bhav of that place only, that bhav only he will adopt. But this is a unique Lord, he is from Dwarka in Aishwarya. But he is remembering Vrindavan, gopis and brijvasis, and in separation from them, in depression. But he is staying in Jagannath Puri. Do you know one thing? Why all depressed people are fat? I am giving information to you, medical information. The people in depression are fat, generally overweight. Why is that? Appetite are not increasing, they are bored. So to kill the boredom, they keep eating. Kushnabul khade rehta constantly. So chronic depressive patients, they are always overweight. Why they eat? Because they are depressed, they are sad, they are in separation, whatever they must be feeling bad about. To kill that feeling, they will keep eating something. Because some satisfaction, happiness will keep coming. If you eat bhaji, some sweet, some chakli, some pakoda, you feel relieved a little bit. Again you feel bad, again you start eating something, again dabba kholega, kuch khayega. That's why they are overweight. So our Lord Jagannath is also in something like depression. Why is that? Because he is remembering Vrindavan Dham, remembering his friends and his girlfriends and his mother and father. So he is in separation. So because of separation causing depression, he keeps eating all the day. Aisa hai Lord Jagannath. So I will tell you a nice story about how Lord Jagannath came to Western world. It is predicted in Jagannath scriptures. In this temple, not known to anybody, only the head pujari, it is mentioned there that one day Lord Jagannath will leave Jagannath Puri and go to Russia. That is another reason they don't allow foreigners to come inside the temple. Why is that? Because Lord Jagannath is so merciful. Jo wo dekhega usko uske prem mein pad jate ho. He falls in love with them. Whoever will look at him with great love, they will fall in their love for them only. So they are very worried, that if these foreigners come and start looking at the Lord with great love. So he'll fall in love with them, he'll go with them. So they don't want to go. They have read in the scriptures, in their own scriptures, that one day he will leave. So they don't want to. Well, then again, we know danger is coming, so stop the danger there only, if possible. Don't let them meet only. So you come to know that your daughter is falling in love with that another building's neighbor's son. So you will say that boy should not come in the building. Tell the watchman already, this boy should not enter this building only. You always tell to protect. But prem to hote rehta na. How much you will protect? There is telephone, there is ishare, there is love letters, there are friends. There are so many things are there. How much you can stop? So one day, Lord Jagannath will go to Russia. We don't know how he will go, but he will go. But before even he went, actually with the original Murti, other forms of the Lord Jagannath already has gone. Because Prabhupada, when he went to America, he was praying to the Lord to give him success and to be able to tell people about the Lord and about devotion and love and bhakti. He was praying to the Lord. So he went to Vrindavan also. He went to Mayapur also. And there, Lord, he prayed, I am now leaving to America. Please be merciful to me. Give me strength. I am a useless person, but give me strength. Let my tongue become powerful. I should speak your words and impress their heart for bhakti. So last he went to Jagannath Puri. And there he prayed. And from there straight Bombay, Bombay se boat mein baith ke America. And then 2 years passed, 65 he reached there. In 67, some temples were already there. But no temple has any murti up till now. Only centers. Only place to come together and he will give lecture, Gita lectures, Bhagavatam lectures and some prayers here and there. But no murti and no deity worship. One day, his disciples, original disciples, Shyam Sundar Prabhu and Malati Mataji. Malati Mataji was there in the ICU here, if you remember. That Malati Mataji. And Prabhuji was her husband, Shyam Sundar Prabhu. And they had gone to London and they had met Beatles, George Harrison and John Lennon and all those people, big guys, and they had made them devotees. And they had got 17-acre land donated by George Harrison, and big centers come in London. Even today it is there. Today they have 108 acres. That time they had 17 acres donated by George Harrison. Some success was already there. And Prabhupada was in San Francisco. And Shyam Sundar and Malati had gone to San Francisco. So one day Malati went to one mall called Cost Plus Mall. Okay? And she found that some 3 big parcels have come from India. And mentioned there, from India. So she was very curious because already they have adopted Indian culture. So they were very curious about, what is there in these 3 boxes, big boxes. 3 boxes were there, and from India. So she opened one box and she found one black colored toy in that. And there are many of them. So one she picked up and put in her pocket. And she went to Prabhupada. And she told Prabhupada, something from India. And she took out and put it on the table. And what do you expect? Prabhupada offered Dandavat Pranam immediately to that toy. So they were all surprised. What is there in the toy? So he said, he is Lord Jagannath. He is not toy. Where did you find it? In Cost Plus, there was an important material. So he said, there must be 2 more. Please go again and find out. He said, yeah, I remember there were 2 more bags. I thought they must be same. No, they cannot be same. They may be different. So she went again and opened those 2 boxes also. And found one yellow and one white also. And she brought back, and again Prabhupada offered Dandavat. And he said, now they are complete. And he put black on the right side, yellow in between, and white on the left side. And one stick was also there. So this is Sudarshan Chakra. So this is Jagannath Baldev Subhadra and Sudarshan Chakra. So he said, now Lord Jagannath has come to San Francisco on his own. We are not planned. He just came. So he said, this is Lord Jagannath's unique desire of coming to San Francisco. So he said, anybody of you know carving? So Shyam Sundar Prabhu said that I was, as a schoolboy, I was some sculptor. I did some sculpture. Some wooden carving I have done. I can try. So he said, there are 3 murtis like this and chakra. I want 3.5 feet size murtis. Proportionately made. Weight, everything proportionately. And you can try. So, Shyam Sundar said, okay, I will try. So then, where to get the wood from? For the original Lord Jagannath, The wood had fallen from skies in the ocean, and the wood was very, very effulgent, full of light. And Lord had told in the dream to King Indradumna that I will come. Tomorrow you take your army and go to the ocean and you will find me there. And he went in the early morning, it was dark in the night. But the ocean was fully lighted. And the light was coming from a big wooden log, effulgent, fully effulgent. And many, many men went in that the ocean and pulled the log outside. And that log had symbols of chakra, gada, padma and what? Chakra, gada, shankha and padma. Already imprinted on the wood of that wood. So original wood of the Lord had come from skies. So he said, we have how to get wood for this? So they went to San Francisco, is in the west coast. At the bank of the ocean only, Pacific Ocean. Huh? All San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, San Jose, Seattle, all the west coast is there, full. Prashant Mahasagar. So they went to dockyards. How we have dockyard here? On east coast, na? Harbor pe hai na wo, dockyard road, cotton green. And there all the material comes, na? Everywhere the material comes and they all dump there and the clearance is there and you take the material away. Further delivery is there. So they went to the dockyard to search. And what to tell you, to their surprise, one big redwood tree had just floated across the ocean and come to the bank of the ocean. Nobody had done anything on its own and lying at the dockyard. So they took permission, picked up that big tree, redwood, put in their van and took back to temple and showed Prabhupada, this is perfect. Lord's arrangement, already the wood has already come. So then many, many months, Shyamasundara Prabhu cowed the deities. And those deities of redwood, Jagannath Balaram Subhadra, are still there in San Francisco. And they were the first deities which manifested in the ISKCON movement in Western world. And Prabhupada, how he installed them? There is nothing, there is no Brahmins available, there is no ceremony. Nowadays when you do ceremony of installation, it goes for 3 days, not 3 hours. One day one ceremony is there, then lying down, sleeping, then Netro Unmilam is there. Then there is chakra installation, then Sudarshan Chakra Yagya is there, and then there is installation, and then there is so many ceremonies. We just went to Nigdi and Nasik and attended the full ceremony, it took 3 days. Huh? But there was no pujari there, nothing was there. So Prabhupada said, call devotees. So many guests were called, Western people, some devotees already were there, they were called. He said, get the candle and lit the candle. And he said, everybody hold the candle and move it from left to right. Keeping the dot murti in between. Move it like this. Left to right in circles. Then go to the, first go to black one, then go to the white one, then go to the yellow one. And keep moving in circles from right to left. And then, I will do myself also. So all the Western devotees, you know, in jeans and pants and t-shirts and loose hair, girls and boys, everybody, they were moving the candle from left to right in circles and all they were going on like this. And then he said, okay, now it is enough. So then he did himself, left to right in circles, and then he kept it down and he moved his hand over the flame and touched his forehead. He said, all of you come now, move your hand over the fire and touch on your head. This is called taking, he said, this is the moving the lamp from left to right in circles is called as aarti. And taking, moving hand on the flame and putting on the forehead is called taking prasad of the aarti. And this ceremony is called installation. And this is how, by the loving devotion of the devotees, the Lord has appeared in the murti here. And our installation ceremony has taken place. This is how the first ceremony of Jagannath installation took place in San Francisco. And then said, Jagannath has come, there should be Rath Yatra. How can Jagannath come and there should be no Rath Yatra? So immediate Rath Yatra was organized. And then the great devotee called Jayananda, he came, the taxi driver. He was running taxi all the day and every single dollar and penny he would give to temple. And also sweep the temple floor and throw the kachara out and all the management, everything he would do. So he was told that you make the chariot. So with his own hands, he made the chariot, single-handedly with the help of devotees. He was hammering, he was cutting, he was chiseling and he made the whole chariot ready. And the main street of San Francisco city, the Rajmarga, you know that main road which goes to the parliament, governor's place, or maybe Nagarpalika or municipality, whatever the big government office, that main road was by permission closed that day. And all the government officials were taking part in the parade. They will call as parade of the Lord, something they would call that. And what happened was, the full road was blocked for the whole day, and all headlines in paper next day gave news that this is what happened. The first ever Rath Yatra in America, Western world, took place in San Francisco in 1967. And the Rath was made by Jayananda Prabhu. So Jayananda Prabhu then afterwards made chariots everywhere in the world. He was so famous for that, that Prabhupada, in presence of Prabhupada, he died before Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said that this devotee's photograph should be put on every Rath Yatra that is held everywhere in the world. So in Bombay we have almost 20 Rath Yatras. In Palghar we have, in Vasai we have, in every single place we have Rath Yatras. But Jayananda Prabhu's photograph is there on chariot, Prabhupada's murti is on chariot, and Jagannath Balla Subhadra is on chariot. No other devotee in the world is there. But Prabhupada instructed that you please put his photograph on the chariot. After this happened, everybody went to the Cost Plus Mall. And they bought those Jagannath toys. Everybody bought that. And it became fashion in San Francisco to stick that Jagannath single on their necklace and move around in city like that. But then kabhi fashion kabhi hota hai na, some fashion comes and everybody is the same thing, you know, all of you want the same thing. So many people were devotees or not devotees, they purchased those dolls, they stuck by the glue on their neck and they were moving around. I'm very proud showing that this is Jagannath. At that time only Vietnam war broke out. America-Vietnam. Generally the war is amongst neighboring countries, you know, and the border is there and they are fighting there. But this war was a very unique war. America somewhere, Vietnam somewhere. South America is in Vietnam in South America. And whole America is in North side. So enemy were very far. And they were forcefully dragging youngsters to join the war. So everybody, any house, they will go and say, how many young people you have got? Okay, two young people. You will catch them and put them into army. So like that, one devotee from San Francisco, young boy, was pulled up from his house and taken to the army camp. And before the army, they have to go through medical checkup and then training and then army. So doctor was sitting there, army doctor. He said, okay, remove your clothes. I want to examine you. So he removed his clothes. Only underwear he was standing. And he said, remove that also in the neck. He had Jagannath in the neck. He said, no. This is Lord Jagannath. This is my worshipful Lord. I cannot give up this. He said, what? This is a wooden doll. No, he is my Lord of my life. I worship him. I cannot give him up. So he kept on looking at him. He looked at all other nurses and other people. And he said, please take him away. He is mad. He is such a foolish person that he is trying to tell me that this wooden doll on his neck is Lord. And it's a religious sentiment, he can't remove. Such mad people we can't take in the army. So he was relieved. He didn't want to join the army, he wanted to remain a devotee. So then from there only, to add on to their conviction that he is mad, dancing and jumping, holding that murti in hand, he went to the temple. From the army camp, on the road, dancing and running, and went on Prabhupada, I was saved by Jagannath from going to army. And they celebrated that Bhadradishwar Prabhu came back, saved from army. He may not fight in the Vietnam war now. But nobody wanted to fight in the Vietnam war. Who wanted to go there? So there are many, many stories like this, you know, beautiful stories of Lord Jagannath. And I will end here. And you all come next Tuesday, we'll tell you how Jagannath appeared, and next Tuesday, how his new body is formed. Jagannath Swami Ki! Jai. And we invite all of you, please come on 15th of June to temple. There is lunch for everybody at 1 o'clock. There will be Abhishek, and there will be behind Hathi Vesha of Lord Jagannath. Jagannath Balle Subhadra Mai Ki! Jagannath Rath Yatra Mahotsav Ki! In our hospital, we have 25th June to 2nd of July, we have Cleanliness Week. And on 2nd of July, we will have Maha Cleaning of the hospital. And we also participate in the road cleaning of the Rath Yatra of the temple. On 3rd July, on the same day when Rath Yatra takes place in Jagannath Puri, at the same time, we will have Rath Yatra of the temple. Big Rath Yatra. All of you are invited. Before Rath Yatra begins, there is lunch prasadam. Rath Yatra ends, he has dinner prasadam for everybody. And we'll pull the chariot. And our hospital Rath Yatra will be on 6th July between 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. All of you are invited with your family members to enjoy Rath Yatra, offer bhoga and have mahaprasadam. Jagannath Rath Yatra ki jai.